Iran releases 10 American sailors.
There are no indications they were harmed during their time in Iranian hands.
The State of the Union.
Priority number one is protecting the American people and going after terrorist networks.
L.A. is ready for some football.
The return of the Los Angeles Rams to their home.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it had the makings of a tense international incident. But today, Iran did what it promised, releasing 10 U.S. Navy sailors. They were detained after their two boats strayed into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf amid navigation and mechanical trouble. Pentagon correspondent David Martin says they're said to be in good shape.
The 10 sailors were picked up and flown by helicopter to a U.S. military base where they will be debriefed to get their account of what happened. Defense Secretary Carter released a statement saying, "We appreciate the timely way in which this situation was resolved."
And Vice President Biden tells CBS this morning the release came without any apology from the U.S. Now to Capitol Hill.
The President of the United States.
President Obama delivered his final State of the Union speech last night. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Tonight,
Mr. Obama spent much of his speech disputing what's been said about him and his record.
Peddling fiction.
Over-the-top claims, all the rhetoric you hear about our enemies getting stronger.
When it comes to the economy, he argued,
we're in the middle of the longest streak of private sector job creation in history.
And when it comes to tackling terror groups like ISIS,
if you doubt America's commitment, or mine, to see that justice is done, just ask Osama bin Laden.
Most of the applause lines in the speech had Republicans sitting on their hands. But Mr. Obama did seek common cause on this goal.
Let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. What do you say, John?
It's an effort he tapped Vice President Biden to lead. Seemingly referring to GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, the president urged Americans to reject politicians who, quote, insult Muslims.
That's not telling it like it is. It's just wrong.
The hour-long speech was probably Barack Obama's final one in the House chamber. He ended it with a call for better politics.
It's one of the few regrets of my presidency that the rancor and suspicion between the parties has gotten worse instead of better.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. The Republicans running to replace Barack Obama next year are dismissing what he said. Senator Marco Rubio, the only one who attended, says Mr. Obama continues to be divisive and underestimates ISIS. Donald Trump tweeted that the speech was boring and rambling. The official Republican Party response was a call for moderation.
It can be tempting to follow the siren call of the angriest voices. We must resist that temptation.
Nikki Haley, the governor of South Carolina, saying legal immigrants should be welcomed. She also listed how Republicans would handle key issues.
We would end a disastrous health care program and replace it with reforms that lowered costs.
This is Pam Coulter at the White House. The president hits the road today on a two-state swing through Nebraska and Louisiana to demonstrate how his policies are helping Americans, even those who live in red states. He'll take some credit for the state's falling unemployment rates, increasing jobs, expansion of health coverage, and investments in early childhood education, all part of the effort to frame the debate for the 2016 campaign and his successor.
Political director and Face the Nation host John Dickerson is with us. John, President Obama defended his record in the State of the Union last night.
He did defend his record. He suggested that America was facing a big historical choice between hope and fear. He put his record in the hopeful category, suggesting he was already helping the country move down the right path, that they should continue to follow the kinds of policies he's promoted and not follow the Republican policies, which in his argumentation suggested would be the root of fear.
And it seemed to be a very political speech.
It was a political speech, although there were not any direct insults against Republicans. They certainly, based on the ones I've talked to, felt insulted because in the long arc of the president's speech, he essentially said that the Republicans deny what is plain as the nose on your face, both about climate science, that Republicans are playing into the strategy of ISIS by being overly reactionary. Basically, this was a speech to the country more than to the legislators in the room, trying to build really a bridge between what he thinks he's been able to accomplish and what he hopes the next president, which he hopes is a Democrat, would be able to accomplish.
Political director John Dickerson. The latest polls show Hillary Clinton is now trailing Bernie Sanders in the first two presidential battlegrounds, Iowa and New Hampshire. But she tells CBS This Morning her campaign is not in any kind of trouble.
It's going to be a campaign that goes right to the wire. I'm doing all that I can to reach out to as many people to convince them to caucus for me in Iowa and then to vote for me in the New Hampshire primary.
A media group says over the last 3 weeks, the Sanders campaign has outspent the Clinton campaign by $1 million on broadcast ads. The National Guard's on the way to help hand out water and other supplies to residents in Flint, Michigan.
Genesee County Emergency Management, water filters.
Volunteers and state troopers going door to door,
water,
handing out bottled water and filters. But families still can't use the water from their faucets.
Can't drink it. You can't bathe in it.
Almost done, sweetheart.
More school children were tested for lead poisoning Tuesday. Severe cases in those under six can cause long-term behavioral problems.
That's CBS's Adriana Diaz in Flint. There's sadness in St. Louis and bitterness toward Rams owner Stan Kroenke. His bid to move the NFL team to Los Angeles, where the Rams played for nearly half a century, has been given the green light by the league.
I'm so disappointed.
That's a lot of revenue that comes in the city when they're here that we're going to be missing out on.
Kroenke kind of screwed this city over.
The move means the NFL is back in the nation's second largest market for the first time in 20 years.
The Rams! Ah!
I grew up on the Rams. I'm really happy to welcome the Rams back.
The San Diego Chargers may join the move to L.A., and if that doesn't work out, the Oakland Raiders are still a possibility, too. Is tonight the night someone will finally win the record Powerball jackpot? It's now $1.5 billion. These hopeful ticket buyers are in Colorado.
First off, I think I'd faint.
I'm going to pay off my student loans.
Probably give most of it away.
Probably going to retire at 30.
Well, no one's matched all six winning Powerball numbers in more than 2 months. Victims of terror want Iran to pay up, but Tehran argues that assets frozen by the U.S. should be off limits. It's an issue today for the Supreme Court.
At a time when the Obama administration is highlighting positive steps in the U.S. relationship with Iran, it's defending a law aimed at making that nation pay for supporting terrorism. The Supreme Court is examining a 2012 provision Congress passed to give more than 1,300 victims and their families access to frozen Iranian assets, specifically about $1.75 billion in bonds being held in a New York bank account. Lawmakers acted while a federal court was managing the complicated claims. Iran's central bank says that violates a post-Civil War ruling barring Congress from determining the outcome of a case. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Character actor David Margulies has died at 78. He's best known for playing the mayor in the Ghostbusters movies and mob boss Tony Soprano's lawyer on TV. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.